President, good morning to you.
Tony, good morning to you.
How's that sound? President Gilmore.
I know it sounds really great, but it's an exaggeration, of course.
How does a guy who has a background in finance with the Ford Motor Company end up as the president of Wayne State University?
Well, I guess I'm probably as surprised as anybody else, but the Board of Governors faced a need for a quick interim person. They had not expected that Dr. Noreen would step down as president because of his wife's health, and I think probably he hadn't expected it either. And so when he did and moved back to Illinois to be with her, someone was needed. So some of the board members talked with me. My first reaction was sort of, who, me? What do I know about this? But as they described what they were looking for, it seemed to be a good fit. If they thought it was a good fit, and it made sense to me, I thought, well, I'll try it. Here I am.
Have you had a relationship with Wayne State or anyone from Wayne State over the years?
No, nothing of any major consequence, no.
Well, it seems like your background in finance is going to do you well because, as you know, running institutions has become a challenge because funding is a challenge, and I think that's something that you'll dive right into.
Yes, and I'm glad to be talking with you, Tony, because, of course, being in Lansing, you're close to the money, and if you can send more down to Wayne, we'd appreciate that.
Well, it's good that you have a sense of humor, because budgets for colleges and universities have taken hits. I know there's a lot of clamoring out there to make sure that higher education gets its fair share of monies. What can you do to help Wayne do that?
Well, I think it's going to be important to be talking to the people in Lansing, in the legislature in particular, about what Wayne is doing and what the other universities and colleges in Michigan are doing as well. I've said this since I was this job was announced that Wayne will not continue to be a top-flight place in teaching and research and taking care of the students in all senses unless we find more resources. We don't want tuition to be going up by substantial amounts because this obviously is not a prosperous state these days. The people in it aren't prosperous as they were once upon a time. The state support is declining both as a percentage of our revenue and in absolute terms. We do get substantial research grants, mostly from government agencies in the area of $250 million a year. So that is a big, big research enterprise at Wayne State. But if we're going to continue, we're going to have to raise money through philanthropy, and we're going to have to get more public support.
And that's going to be a tough job for you. As someone who grew up just outside of Detroit, I know all about Wayne. Two of my closest friends went to the law school there. But you hear the negative things about Detroit and the location of Wayne State as opposed to its great law school, its great medical school, and all the other great things to study at Wayne.
Well, that's right. And fortunately, Wayne is well located in Detroit. And Wayne, in conjunction with Henry Ford Health System and the Detroit Medical Center, are working together to make the Midtown area even better. We have about 50,000 people who come into the Midtown area to work or to go to school. And that's an enormous population. Housing is being developed. Entertainment is being developed. Obviously, we're right in the cultural center with the Detroit Institute of Arts, the Historical Museum, the Science Center, places like that. So we've got that, and as we work together, we're going to work on all of the things that will make it an attractive area for people not only to work but to live.
We're talking with Alan Gilmore, who has been named interim president of Wayne State University. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. What I find interesting is on my daily drive to and from work, I have to drive I-96. And I see these billboards for Wayne State University, and I find it interesting that although Wayne is about an hour away, they are trying to attract students from as far away as Lansing and beyond.
Yes. In fact, we have students, Tony, from about every state in America, and if I recall, 20-odd foreign countries. So we've got, particularly in the professional schools, as you mentioned, law, medicine, things like this, a national reputation. And we deserve the national reputation, I think, for the undergraduate education as well. So we are telling kids and their parents and their families and friends all over, hey, consider us. Some kids, I was one of them, wanted to be away from home, you know, as soon as I graduated from high school, so I could do whatever I was going to do. I guess we won't get into details here on your good show. So for people who don't want to be close to home, terrific. People who want to be in an urban area, Detroit clearly is the biggest city in Michigan and is making progress, terrific. If you want to be close to major league sports or major league theater or major league art, terrific. So we got a lot of attractions.
Well, it's interesting, Mr. Gilmore, that Wayne picked someone with a background in finance. It seems like people with experience in business and finance are being tugged at for many different positions. If you look at our gubernatorial race, one of the candidates, and Rick Snyder, has a background as a businessman. Talk about that experience in working in finance at Ford and how that will help you at Wayne.
Well, I think it will help, Tony. All big organizations, whether they're for-profit or not-for-profit, operate under the same general organizational principles. You know, what are you in business for? What's your mission, to use that cliche word? What resources do you have? How do you organize those resources for your objectives? Our objectives, of course, at Wayne State are not profit. They are the satisfaction of the students, attracting students, doing the research, educating, things like this, and we measure those just as well as auto companies measure profits or market share or customer satisfaction. So the principles are there. No, I am not an expert in higher education, and I think probably in meetings this week I've proven that if anyone had any questions about it. But I join a very talented staff, a very talented faculty. They know what to do in those areas. My job is to help them get it done.
How long ago did you retire from Ford?
The last time, 5 years ago, in 2005.
And talk about your job working in finance for Ford during your career.
Well, I was the CFO a couple of times, and a couple of other times the CFO reported to me. Earlier than that, my first career, I was the controller of Ford, and controllers don't really control, if you want to know the truth about that. But we gather a lot of numbers and help people who are running the company, making the decisions, understand what the financial consequences of those decisions are. And I had the, I use the word pleasure loosely, of doing that about 30 years ago when the auto industry in Detroit and Michigan were in a very severe recession. So I had the chance each month to go to the board of directors and give them bad news.
That must have been a fun job.
It was.
Well, let's before we let you go, I wanted to get your take as someone who was once an insider and then an outsider for several years. How was Ford able to, withstand what happened with the auto industry? They not only came back stronger than the other two portions of the big three, but they just didn't need as much help, and they were really able to withstand what happened. How were they able to do that?
I take full credit for it, Tony. Now, the record should show I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. But from watching from the outside and obviously having some friends inside telling me what's going on, they did a number of things that were very fortuitous. They borrowed a lot of money when money was able to be borrowed. Now, they were required to pledge all their assets, restrict dividends, things of this kind in order to do that. But when this terrible downturn came, Ford had the liquidity. And the liquidity means not just to pay the bills, but also to continue the development of new products. And Bill Ford and Alan Mulally had worked very hard to be sure, number one, that good products were being developed, and then two, to have the resources to continue to develop them and introduce them. So in my view, Ford has a very strong product lineup, the strongest I've seen in a long while. They also took strong actions, some of them very unfortunate for the people involved, to get the cost structure in line with what they thought was going to be lower volume, and which proved to be terribly lower volume. And so even in these times of fairly weak sales for cars and trucks, Ford is able to be solidly profitable.
Alan Gilmore was named interim president for Wayne State University. Do you hope that interim tag is taken off and you're named permanent president?
No. You know? I think probably my background isn't ideal, but even if it were, at 76, probably it's time not to look for full-time work.
So will they be looking for someone to take over in the next year or two?
Yes, I think they will. First of all, they've got to get me in place and digested, but then the board will start the process of a nationwide search looking for a permanent replacement. And it's going to be nationwide. No one's got an inside track on this. We want to consider, they want to consider, every good candidate they can possibly find.
All right, Mr. Gilmore, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the new job.
Tony, thank you.